Hi, I'm Jessica Carter, and this is your Metabolic Reset, helping you reach your health goals with simple tips and strategies. Today, we are talking about bioidentical hormones, pros and cons, and then we'll discuss my recommendations for peri and postmenopause supplements. For this episode, I would say it's best to work with a doctor or a naturopath or anyone who can help you monitor your hormone levels. I think you trying to do this on your own probably doesn't make a lot of sense. The information that I'm about to share with you about bioidentical hormones, I'm getting from the Cleveland Clinic, and they say that bioidentical hormones are processed hormones designed to mimic the hormones made by your body's glands. Compounded bioidentical hormones are advertised as being safer, more effective, natural, and individualized alternative to conventional hormone therapy. However, and this is from the Cleveland Clinic, these claims remain unsupported. They lack FDA oversight for compounded hormones, and this generates an additional risk regarding purity, safety of these compounded bioidentical hormones. And you know, if you've been listening to me, we struggle with that in the essential oil world. Since the FDA is not regulating, they don't even have the test to be able to show if something's 100% pure. 96% of the essential oils out there are not 100% pure, even though they say it on the bottle. It's very similar when we're talking about these. If you have had a high risk of any of the following conditions, then this may not be safe for you at all. So if you're struggling with blood clotting, heart or cardiovascular disease, breast cancer or stroke, maybe even that runs in the family, then these are not considered safe for you. Why are these used? So the levels of certain hormones in our body go down with age. I think we know that. And these hormones include estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. And some common effects of low hormones include hot flashes, night sweats, vaginal dryness, loss of interest of sex, or painful intercourse. So that has to do with the vaginal dryness, problem sleeping, loss of energy or feeling fatigued, weight gain, mood changes, memory loss, or confusion. Replacing those lost or low hormones is the goal of bioidentical hormone therapy or conventional hormone therapy. Both of those have the same goals. And once hormone levels are increased, most people do see their symptoms improve. However, there is not much evidence to support that bioidentical hormones are equal to conventional hormone therapy. So yet again, I'm going to say, please discuss all the options with your doctor. I'm not quite there yet. And so in my non-experience, in my mind, like what I think I'm going to do is I personally am going to try all natural options first before I look into something like that. So for those struggling with hormones at any age, I highly recommend phytoestrogen. And this has actually been made to work beautifully with bone nutrient complex. So I do recommend those being taken together. And then I also recommend DD Dart Prime for 30 days to help detox any xenoestrogens that are in your body. If you feel like you've had a lot of hormone disruptors on your body, I recently did an episode on that. You might want to do a 30-day cleanse, and doTERRA has an amazing one. I'm actually, at the time of this recording, I'm going to start that in a few days. I also recommend doTERRA's Recharge. It has four different types of magnesium, so this is really going to help support the body and the hormones. And I recommend MetaPower Advantage for insulin support. And if you're really struggling and need that insulin support, and insulin and hormones are connected, I know we don't always connect those, then I would start taking an Assist before any high-carb meals or desserts. And then peppermint is really great to apply to the back of the neck to just help cool down the body. And then lastly, I would recommend Clary Calm, and I would just roll that across the ovaries, and then If you want extra support, you can do diluted thyme and sandalwood rolled over the ovaries twice a day. So I'm going to put a link to those in the show notes. Please reach out with any questions. No judgments here. Reach out to your doctor. Really discuss this plan with them and maybe try several things and see what's right for you. Don't let anybody else's opinion sway you here. You're trying to do what's best for you. So I would probably start right away with phytoestrogen and DDR and bone nutrient complex and ClariCalm and see what happens. And then I would probably have peppermint nearby in case you get a little bit warm and see if it can cool you down. Coconut oil is great for dryness. So there are definitely some natural things that you can try first if you want to go that route. And then if it doesn't work for you, maybe try one of the other things. Please reach out with any questions. Please subscribe or follow, and I will see you next time.